What's up, my Bring Glaze family? Guys, yes, I'm back. I know. I already know what you're thinking, but you know what? I think I'm technically on vacation. Honestly, no, I'm not. I'm not on vacation, but it's called cognitive dissonance. You justify something with your mind to make yourself feel better because you don't want to feel guilty. All right. We've all been there before. But guys, that's not important. What's up? Welcome back to Bring Glaze Daily. And today, I was going to try something a little bit new. You know, that's what I always do, let's be honest. I started Bring Glaze Daily recently. And instead of making this master plan and making sure everything is perfect and then starting, I tend to do the opposite. I start, and then as I go, I tweak and I make things a little bit different and a little bit better, in my opinion. And that's going to happen with Bring Glaze Daily too. I mean, maybe that helps me with creativity. I've created a lot of things probably because I start it and then fix it rather than trying to find the perfect thing and then start. So as I said, I want to try something slightly new where I'm just reading some of the main big things happening in the world. It's kind of like one big thing, but instead of one, it's like a few big things, and I'm not going to give a huge description about them, but you guys can try to let me know if you like this style. And after we do that, I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of personal information in case you're following my story, which I'm sure is very uninteresting. But if we use the excuse that you're learning English, anything is interesting, right? So let's take a look at what's happening in the world today. Today's biggest story is that flooding across Western Europe leaves more than 180 people dead. So in Western Europe, going all the way up from the UK down to northeastern parts of Italy, flooding has been a big problem, and obviously hoping that ends soon and wishing everyone the best. 180 people already dead, definitely not good. Also, in South Africa, protests and subsequent unrest over the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma result in 212 deaths and more than 2,500 arrests. So South Africa is not in a very peaceful state at the moment. There are protests because the former president, Jacob Zuma, has gone to jail. Apparently, the South Africans are not happy about that. There has been some violent protests. And now 212 lives have ended and 2,500 arrests. Okay. Couple more things. Like, these are the things I'm sure no one cares about, but sometimes it's good to be informed. Like, for example, the Supreme Court of Nepal designates Shir Bahadur Deuba as the prime minister. So we have a new prime minister in Nepal. I mean, that's somewhat important, right? And last, the political group called There Is Such a People wins the Bulgarian parliamentary election. They won the most seats in that election. So it looks like there are some changes going on in Bulgaria as well. And that's the main section of today's news. I was reading a little bit about the flooding. As I mentioned, in northeast Italy, there were some problems and someone from Veneto passed away as well. So again, not the best situation. Hoping everyone can stay safe during that time. Anyway, that's some of the stuff happening in the world today. And in case you were wondering, I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm in Florida. It's my last weekend in Florida because on, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember exactly, I'm going to Colorado. Yes, I'm very happy about that. That's why I sang the name. I'm going to Colorado. It's my original home. It's where I'm from. It's the best place ever. And I'm going to be there for about 1 month. Yes, I'm going to keep working. And I'm just excited to see my family and see some of my old friends and just get a chance to spend time with them again. I think, you know, anytime you spend a long time somewhere and then you go away for a while and then come back, it's always a special feeling. Imagine if you're Italian, you go to Russia for 5 years and then you go back to Italy. I think you'd be excited. That's how I feel about Colorado, because unfortunately, I just don't get too many opportunities to go there and stay there for a decent amount of time. So obviously very excited about that. Colorado's beautiful. I'll be able to spend time out in nature, hiking and going to the mountains. So definitely, definitely excited about that. And I just wanted to check back in with you guys, tell you that everything's fine. I'm considering starting, it's here I go again, more changes, more ideas, right? But I am considering starting some sort of seasons with Bring Leather Daily, where this is season one and maybe we do this style or we do episodes this often, and maybe I'll start a new season of Bring Leather Daily. But in any case, thank you guys for joining me today, and I will talk to you very soon, all right? Peace.